Hello there. Welcome to Laid Back Japanese, a Native Shark podcast. In these podcasts, your hosts, Chie and Tai, explore everything Japanese. Anything from things you may encounter in your daily life in Japan, to the things that a learner of Japanese might have some questions about. I wonder, what are we talking about today?
Hello and welcome.
皆さん,
こんにちは.
こんにちは.
Today we are still relaxing on the topic of petto. If you missed the first episode, It is the one right before this one, where we talked about different pets that we've had in the past and some school differences that we might have seen when we were little, America and Japan. How to count them. We talked about counters for a little while. And apparently roly-polies are called not roly-polies in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Wait, I put the accent in the wrong place.
In Connecticut, at least, we call roly-polies pill bugs, which makes them much more gross and probably why I didn't like them as much as Chia did.
Yeah. Dangomushi is adorable. Dango is...
Dango mushi.
It's a round ball.
Dango is dango, you know. Yes. Mushi is mushi.
Exactly.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, dango, right? The little rice ball cake, sweet, delicious thing. And then mushi, bug. So dango mushi.
Exactly.
Makes it much more pleasant than a pill bug.
Yeah, pill bug is gross. Don't swallow them.
Yeah. Oh, no, why would you say that?
Yeah.
Oh, gross. Kimo. Kimo kawaii. Dangomushi wa kimo kawaii.
Yeah, yeah, kawaii dake desu. Kimo kunai desu.
Yeah, kimo kawaii. Chotto kimo yo. They're cute gross. They're cute gross.
Yeah, why is that a
thing?
They're
so gross that they're cute.
Japanese came up with kimo kawaii, and I guess we found one that checks that box of both kimoi and kawaii.
Yeah, I love it. It's perfect. Along with naked mole rats. I almost said naked mole rats again.
No. Yes, naked roll mats.
Naked roll mats.
あのね、トイレに雲とかいなかった。小さい頃とか今とか。いない?小さい頃?いや、いつでもいいよ。Anytime.
いや、いなかったと思う。一回もいなかったと思う。一回もなかったの?
Wow, that's impressive.
I have no vivid memories of it, at least.
私はね、いつもトイレに雲とかいたら、 ほら見てペットみたいなにしていってた。I would keep it in the bathroom because
toilet
things.
トイレに。トイレ。タオルって言ったと思った。あ、タオルじゃないよ。タオル。 Okay, and トイレだったらいっぱいいる。 Oh, I have a picture of one. Oh my god, it was freaking huge.
No.
I'll share it in the show notes, maybe.
Shia-kinshi.
No, I won't share it in the show notes.
Shia-kinshi. You have to put it under the spoiler alert thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can do it under spoiler element. So if you want to check out the show notes, then you won't have to stare at a giant spider if you don't want to. But yes. I'm definitely gonna upload it in there under a spoiler tag.
どこ? 日本? America?
America.
コネチカットに。怖かった。
I caught it under like a glass lid and took a picture. It was giant. It was like the size of my palm.
キモ怖い。な、キモ可愛い。キモ怖い。キモ怖い。Gross,
scary. I kind of agree. でも、最初の let's break down that beginning Japanese.
Yeah, I don't know. What did we say?
What did we say?
I asked 小さい頃トイレに雲とかいた? When you were little, トイレ, toilet or the bathroom, に雲, spider とかいた? Did you have any?
And I said no because I thought she said taoru. So I'm like, no, there's never been a spider in my towel, Chie.
That's a thing that happens, though.
That is a thing that happens, though. That yes. is a thing that happens.
チェックしてね、ちゃんと。ちゃんとチェックしてね. And then I said, itayo. I did have some. And then I think parts of it was in English, but essentially I said,
yeah.
Whenever I did have a spider in the bathroom, I would call them pets. And keep them.
And that's when I realized, oh, タオルじゃなくてトイレ.
That is indeed the case.
Kowa. Kumo suki?
Kumo wa ne. It's a love-hate relationship. 時々なんかのなんかちっちゃいなんか外にいて、うん、If I was outside でそうそうそうなんか I don't know There was one on like a table なんか机にちょろちょろ雲が走ってたりとかしたら If there were any spiders running on the table or something like then I was like oh that's cute
ちょろちょろ
ちょろちょろ
Like kind of running around feeling ちょろちょろ
ちょろちょろ is like a looking around, light、right? That's キョロキョロBut that's also a good one. Yeah. I'm sure they're kyorokyoroing with eight of their eyeballs.
Yeah, too. All of their eight eyeballs are just kyorokyoroing around.
Kimo kowai desu. Oh, boy. But chorochoro is like light-footed, kind of running, faster-paced thing that's going somewhere. Chorochoro.
Naruhodo.
Kind of not in a straight line. Kind of scatterbrain type feeling.
So somewhat similar to Kyoro Kyoro where it's not focused, it's all over the place. Choro Choro is that except running. Kind of running somewhat randomly.
It's not like sprinting. Yeah.
Right.
Kana? Yeah, but we want to also talk about words that might be associated with having pets as well as their onomatopoeias like Choro Choro. What do you say when you have a dog or will go get one for a pet?
犬を飼う or 犬
買いに行く?
犬を買いに行く? 犬? So, dog, を, to do the following verb. why did I explain を there?
I don't know.
I was just feeling it. 買う, which is not like buy. It's a different kanji. So, just be careful about that. But it is the same reading as 買う, to buy.
Yeah, it's interesting, huh? They're both 買う.
Mm.
But the one that you said 買いに行く is to go buy. You don't say 買いに行く as in the 買う as in like pet to... having that one.
Yeah.
Which is also interesting.
It is interesting because I said that without realizing it.
You can say 飼ってる. 犬を飼ってる would be I have a pet dog.
And that's the not buy kanji.
Oh no. We need like a whiteboard with, you know, like pointers. I know.
If this is confusing anyone, go check out the show notes. They're in the description and we'll have the two separate kanji and I'll make sure they're nice and organized so it makes more sense. Chie ga inu katteta toki, koro? Wait, koro?
Toki is fine too.
Inu tachi no ichiban suki datta omocha nan datta?
犬たちの一番好きだったおもちゃ The dogs that like their favorite おもちゃ is toy. I think the one of our dogs, the one that we had in America, his name was Noah. Noah くん。
かわいい名前。
かわいい。かわいかった。あのね、あの tug of war、なんか紐、ロープみたいなやつ。It was like, I don't know, maybe like a 1 foot, 30センチくらいのやつ。He really liked that one. Omocha. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you play tug of war a lot with him?
Noah wa ne, ippai shita yo. Tsunahiki っていうの.
Tsunahiki. Ah.
Tug of war.
Tanoshisou. Yeah. All my pets love tug of war too. We never trained them very well though, so that's all they knew how to do.
Training muzukashi yo ne.
Muzukashi.
Yeah, you have to like...buy the correct oyatsu or the snacks that they would like and would feel like they're being rewarded when you homeru them. You
when you say good boy.
Yes. Homeru. What is homeru?
Homeru is normally compliment.
Yeah.
But it's not quite a compliment when you say towards a dog. If you homeru a dog, then you're like, oh, good boy.
Job. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
で、ご褒美におやつをあげる。ご褒美 is like a reward. そうそうそう。難しかったね。The only ones that any of our dogs ever mastered was just like sit and heal. And
it's about your dogs got to heal? いいな。
Well, okay, sometimes. When they were not excited.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, my dogs, they got sit, sometimes stay, definitely not heal. Well, heal being like if they're on a leash.Right. Sometimes they got stay though. But if we took them on walks, they were always way too excited. いつもなんか歩きながらはは って自分の、like they were choking.
Yota.
Yeah.
Other commands you can teach your dog though. わかるかな全部タイ。Are you ready?
Mm.
行くよ。
はい。
お手。
お手。That's when they give you お手、their paw. Like 手 hand, so their paw. Mm.
お座り。お座り。
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So for the tenses are a little different sometimes. Mm. So this is 座る.
It's like a command form.
Yeah, but it's not like 座ろ, right?
Or 座れ, it's 座れ.
Or oh, 座れ, it's not like 座れ. Mm. it's お座り. Mm. So it's the masu stem and then お right before it.
Mm. お座り came up in Inuyasha a lot as an anime that was playing, airing on the TV when I was growing up. It was my cartoon to watch on a Monday night after my homework was done. It's good memories.
Yeah.
But Kagome, the girl, the main girl that's in the show says, Osori! To Inuyasha, which is the main character.
Mm-hmm.
And his collar would make him slam into the ground.
Yeah, I need to watch Inuyasha.
Kekko yokatta to omou kedo.
今日までも人気だと思う。I think it's still like popular even to today.
I think so.
Yeah.
あとはね、トイレ。
Go to the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom. 待って。
Wait. And that one's actually command form.
Yeah, it is.
That one's actually command form. That one's not the other special form.
伏せ。
伏せ。I only know this because I see it in anime, but I think it's actually a different meaning when I see it in anime.So, sit for a dog is lay down, right? Mm. Mm. Oh, wait, no, I'm thinking of fusero.
It is fusero.
Fusero. Oh, really? It's the same one? No, yeah, it's different, it right?
No,
fusero
it's the same.
Is like be gone, it's like get out of here, right?
Well, that's fusero. Fusero
is like lay down, right?
Fusero.
Fusero.
Fusero is be gone. Yes.
So, なんだ.
Fusero is like, oh, get down, everyone. You know, like maybe there's a gunshot or something. Get down. Fusero.
Fusero.
We're saying who with a, I guess it would be a F. F-U? F-U.
Oh, chie.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But it's a F-U-S-E instead of, Tai was thinking it was U as in U-S-E.
Yeah, no F at the start. Mm. Sometimes it's hard to hear the pronunciation differences. Yeah, F.
Fusero. Fusero.
Doesn't exist in 英語, in English. So... It's a little tough for me to hear sometimes still.
House.
House?
House.
Yeah, これ何なのか分かんない。何? What is this?
House is house.
Okay, well that still makes no sense to me. That's
go,
what
it's
I thought,
like go but... to your house or go to your cage or go to, you know, their location.
Ah, そうなんだ。しつけのいい犬たちだけがこれ聞くよね。
ちょっと多いね。
Like, they have to be well-trained if they're going to listen to this.
We used to say house to our dogs when we would go walking in the rice fields. But when we said house, it would just mean, you know, like go home. We would either say like house or home, but they would get both. They would just like go back to their house.
Did you walk them without a leash on or?
Yeah, we did.Because it was in the middle of nowhere. Our house, like one side was housing, you know, in like a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And one side was tambo, just all tambo, rice fields everywhere.
Ah, rice fields, rice paddies. そうなんだ.
We lived on the little border.
Yeah.
あとはダメ。ダメ。
ダメ。
ダメ。
ダメ。No. Stop. Yeah. Don't do whatever the heck you're doing.
Dakko.
Dakko.Dakko is like, come here, give me a hug or something.
Mm-hmm. Or like, I don't know, maybe you want them to come on your lap or something so that you can carry them.
そうなんだ。
Dakko は教えたことないな。They just come on your lap automatically anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Like I just pat my lap and be like, come here, right?
Yeah.
And then they'd be on my lap if they felt like being on my lap.
Yeah, exactly. おいで、おいで、こっちこっち。おいで。
Yeah, so oide and koi, so come. Oide is very specific. You can use it for animals or some like little kids too. And sometimes normal people, but the context has to be right.
I use it to kill him sometimes. It's like something I'm doing.
Yeah, sometimes it's okay, but if you use it wrong, then
yeah,
it can be a little rude.
Yeah, I'm doing the hand motion of like little wavy every time I say oide. Yeah, come here. あと取ってこい。
取ってこい。Go get that thing and bring it here.
Yeah, when you're playing fetch, you can teach them.
Fetch.
取ってこい。Or 持ってきて. Either one would work. 持ってきて is bring it here. 取ってこい is go get it. So I guess it's kind of opposite, but they're doing the same action, which is also interesting. あと2つあるんだけど, there's two more, but 立て.
立て. Stand? Up?
Yep, up. Tup, tup, tup. 立て.
Tup, tup. どんな風に立つの? Like, on two legs or like...
Whatever you want to teach them. But like, 待て, you know, and then 伏せ. And then you want them to 立て. Then
Okay, okay.
And then you say, yoshi, yoshi.
Yoshi, yoshi, iko, iko.
The last one. Bang, goron.
これ何?
これは like, 死んだふり? So, pretending to be dead or like got shot. You know how people teach that to their kids.
They
don't do that.
Their kids, oh.
No. To their dogs sometimes. I'm sure there's some significant to like maybe going hunting. I don't know. Is that a thing?
Something.
You know,
I
like
think,
pretend
like
you're very
funny trick.
Silent. I don't know. Okay. Yeah. We don't know anything.
でも, yeah. でも bang is bang, right? So bang.
Yeah.
And then gorong. Gorong is like falling over on the ground.
Yeah, just collapsing, like the name I named dead. My fish bottom feeders. Gorong.
Gorong. Because they just laid down.
Yeah.
You should have named one of your fishes Ban and the other one
No,
Gurong.
No. What is... So those were all the commands that you could teach your dog. Now you can go to Japan and... Or I guess anywhere you are and teach your dog Japanese commands. I did want to briefly mention how to say like feeding your dog. Because it's a very... You're the commander and the dog is a very lower... thing than you when you're talking to it or talking about it, which is interesting in Japanese. So you can say esa o ageru, which is very normal, like I'm just gonna give my dog some food. But then you can also say esa o yaru, and the yaru instead of ageru is like a rude form, very very casual rude form of ageru.
Yeah, if you're saying yaru, then it's like you are above them and speaking down to them. If you're saying ageru, it's like equal, doesn't really matter. But yaru is specifically like, I'm the upper person in this relationship. And then the thing I'm yaruing to is the lower status.
And then if you're feeding birds or something and you're scattering it, you can also say esa o maku. So you're scattering it everywhere.
Yeah, if you're doing that at the park. Koen de esa o maku toritachi ni.
And then the last one is ataeru. You can also say esa o ataeru. So you provide esa to these creatures.
Yeah, I've seen all of these, I think, in like Harvest Moon. In Rune Factory.
What kind of sounds can these animals make when they're eating these esa?
Musha, 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 musha.
Musha, 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 musha. I imagine that to be like either a rabbit eating a cabbage or like a caterpillar eating a leaf.
It's very chewing. Lots of chewing. Hoku no nani? What are the ones?
Gori, gori, gori.
Gori, gori, gori.
Gori. Gori.
What do you imagine with that one?
Maybe like a dog chewing on like a piece of a bone. On a, you know, those like fake bone things that you can get.
Yeah.
I guess it could be real too, but... like a hard surface, no give. They're chewing on something hard.
Okay, yeah, there's a lot of deliberate chewing going on.
Kori, 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 kori. Not kori, kori.
Much lighter, but the same.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe even like a smaller animal too.
So da yo ne. Maybe it's a really small dog even.
Chon chon. Chon chon.
Chon chon. Sounds like a rabbit, something to do with a rabbit. Just because of pion pion, but maybe I'm wrong.
Chon chon.
Nani?
Could be, you know, someone like poking. And so, like, maybe imagine a little bird or something pecking at something. Chong chong. Tsun tsun. You can say tsun tsun too. Pecking.
Tsun tsun.
There's an ant on my computer. What? Choro choro.
What does the ant arinko say?
Arinko choro choro.
Arinko choro choro.
Musha musha janai. I bet it's musha musha.
Musha musha? Musha musha da yo ne.
A to wa pero pero. 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 Pero pero.
Pero pero.
Yeah.
Zettai kaeru.
ね、え、カエル？
カエル？
ブル、ブル、ブル、ブル、ブル、
ブル、ペロペロじゃないの？まあペロペロは多分、
ペロ
ン、like、
ペロンじゃない？
A cow or something? I don't know.
It's、so、like I imagine a frog like only one time peroing, right?
Yeah.
So but ペロペロ is continuous licking. ペロペロ。
So like a dog eating ice cream?
Yes. Peanut butter? Maybe.
Oh, peanut butter.Yeah.
Or even your child licking a lollipop or something. Pero, pero, pero.
そうだよね。
So yeah, pero, pero, nameru, to lick. Inu wa,
what
kind of, yeah.
Wang, wang.
Oh, you can hear it in the background. Did you hear it?
No,
the dog was barking in the background. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah.
In the background.
Depending on, depending on the size of the dog. Wah, 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 wah.Or wong wong.
Wong wong. Yeah. Hoeru is to bark. So wong wong hoeteru.
Or to howl too, right?
Howling? Hoeru,
at
hoeru
least in
is.
Pokemon it is.
Hoeru is howling, yes. But I wouldn't associate wong wong with howling.
Ah, okay, okay. So that turns it into barking.
But a child can call a dog a wong wong. Or a, if it's a cat, a nyan nyan. Nyan nyan.
Nyan
nyan. Nyan nyan, so yeah. Kung kung, kung 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 kung
kung kung kung kung kung. Yeah, if there's a dog lurking under your table while you're eating dinner, you'll probably hear kung 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 kung.
Yeah.
So that's like sniffing.
What dog doesn't do that? Oh my goodness.
I know. You can. I can hear it. I can hear it so vividly because that's all my dogs did.
Yeah. So kung kung niyo. So niyo yo kagu. Niyo yo kagu is interesting. Kagu.
Yeah, to smell the smell.
We briefly mentioned, but nya nya naku. Neko ga nya nya naiteru.
Everyone knows nya, I feel like. Or most people.
Gashi gashi.
Itte.
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 Gashi.
Itte. Yeah. Cat, right? Cat scratching.
This one probably also shows up on...manga or something written, if it's something is scratching something, you'll see gashi as the, you know, like one of those background sound effect things flying in the background.
Yeah.
Pee pee.
Pee pee.
Pee pee. Pee pee. Pee pee night.
A bird?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like a higher pitched sound that birds make. Pee pee night.
So maybe what a parakeet would make?
You could say that, yeah. Or if it's like a shorter sound.You can also say chun chun. The short. Chun-chun. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Chun chun. Chun chun naku.
Chun chun. I think Kimetsu no Yaiba no.
Ah, so tai ne. What's this?
Chun chun maru.
Yes.
Think, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Chun chun maru. Chirp, chirp.
That's so great. And then he has a bird on his head that talks to him.
Yeah. Yeah. Zenitsu's bird.
Pyong pyong. I think we mentioned this one. Pyong pyong. Pyong pyong pyong.
Pyong pyong pyong. I always think of frogs when I say pyong pyong. So, hopping, like a bouncing, slight jump, quick jump. Pyong pyong haneru. Pyong pyong haneru.
I lost my ring.
You just lost
find it later.
Your ring.
Yeah.
Yubi wa ga pyong pyong.
So, haneta. Nigeta.
Chii no yubi kara.
Nigeta.
Basa.
Basa. Basa basa. Basa.
Basap.
Basap.
It's like flapping of wings. So like,
yeah.
That feels heavier to me. Does that feel heavy to you or not really?
A little bit.
Basap.
Or a little bit chaotic. Like, imagine like a pigeon or a smaller bird. But basa basa would be, you know, when they kind of try to straighten out their wings, they do like a quick basa basa motion.
Right.
Whereas in, if I just say basap, basap, then it sounds like a larger bird flying away.
That makes sense.
Sakana katta koto aru tte itta? Did you mention that you had sakana, fish?
Aru aru. Ah, soyeba, kingyo mo ベタもいた。
I had 金魚もベタ。
Yeah.
え、一緒に住んでた? Did you have them living in one tank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
they were at different times. The beta fish would just kill everything. So,
okay.
I knew that it would, so I never had to learn that the hard way. So, but
like your frog story from last episode?
Yep.
If you want to hear the frog story, go check out our previous episode where Ty was a little child, got received two frogs for a gift, and go find out what happened.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
But no, when you're cleaning a 水槽とかクリーニングするときはどんな音がする? When you clean fish tanks.
If you're cleaning it with a sponge, you can be ゴシゴシ。ゴシゴシ。Kind of like cleaning dishes, right? ゴシゴシ。
ゴシゴシ is a rougher sponge sound.
Does it make any other sounds? Or not really?
The water could be like chapu, chapu, chapu.
Chapu, chapu.
Yeah. Or...
Kawaii.
かわいいよね。I like the sound. チャプチャプ。If you're, I don't know, disturbing the rocks, it could be like ザラザラ。ザラ、ザラザラ。The texture also is ザラザラ too. The touch is ザラザラ。ゴロゴロ would be the rocks rolling.
ゴロゴロ。Yeah, that's like a heavier rolling of rocks, kind of.
じゃあ、if you...流す out the water. Ja.
Ja. Okay.
What is it? Flowing water sound? Out of like a constrained output.
Yeah, if you 流す, if you like flow the water out, if you dump, kind of pour the water. Pour.
There we go. Yeah. I love her. I love her. English gets like degraded as the episodes go usually because we're thinking in English and Japanese. It's great.
Yeah, both of our brains.
犬散歩させるとかは?散歩させてた? Tai, when you had dogs?
Sometimes, not often.
Did you take them out to walks? かわいそう。
Usually my mom did the walking of the dogs.
Oh, okay.
But I would sometimes walk them. And it was always chaos. So, カオスだったいつも。
But you can say 散歩する? Which is...Kind of like a normal, again, with the same playing field feeling. Sampo saseru is the, I don't know, hierarchy is established.
To walk them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or to let them walk, right? で、sampo suru って言ったら、いつも犬たちがなんかすごいはしゃぐ。What's an onomatopoeia that I could add if I wanted to say they were like hashaguing? They were really excited and like they just went crazy.
え、跳ねたりするの?ぴょんぴょんとか?ぴょんとか?
そうそうそう。
尻尾フリフリ?
フリフリ。
お尻フリフリ。
Yeah, everything. Yeah, their whole butt was wagging instead of just their tail.
あと、you don't say うんち when, well, I mean, you can for dog poop.If it's an animal, you usually refer to poop as fun.
Yeah, so you'll see a lot of signs in Japan too, right? You know, no fun, like, hirotte kudasai and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So please pick up any dog excrements. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for listening, everyone. Hopefully, there was a lot of helpful onomatopoeia. It never ends. I know how you feel. Chia is the onomatopoeia queen, and I just try to keep up. So, with that being said, 今日の質問です。一番好きだったオノマトペは何だった? Come share in the Discord and at nativeshark.com/community and let us know.
では皆さん、机の下でなんかクンクンしてたら、ちょっとディナーをあげましょう。
Thanks for listening. To continue your learning, be sure to sign up with Native Shark at nativeshark.com/LBJP to get an extended free trial and check out the show notes linked in the description. Did you have any questions about the topic? Are there any topics you want us to talk about on this podcast? Come chat with us at nativeshark.com/community. We'd love to hear your thoughts.